brought to you by Penguin.
Rose and the Burma Sky by Rosanna Amaka. Read by Martins Imhangbe. This novel is dedicated to over a million African soldiers who fought in the Second World War, especially those who served in Burma, and to my grandmother, who told me a little about her younger years and the young men who disappeared and never came back one Saturday afternoon long ago. Prologue. The End. Burma. Hot season. 1945. I don't know how I arrived here, but the journey to this point has been long and arduous. I mean, how does a man get to the point of wanting to take the life of another? I would have to go back to the beginning to make you truly understand. Yet that beginning seems long ago, and despite the rage and the hot blood that throbs at my temples, I am weary and so very tired. I have seen many wicked deeds, so what difference will this one make? Why should his death matter? For I have taken many a life in this God-forsaken war, and yet I know deep down that it does. That to kill him would break the very core of me. And so I lie on the muddy ground, leaves and twigs crackling beneath me, bamboo stems crisscrossing above my head, shafts of light poking through dense jungle, the sounds of the animals echoing in my ears before gunfire breaks out once again. I lift my rifle. My hands shake. The metal feels cool, solid in my palm, and so I buck the butt against my shoulder, slide the strap out of the way, look down the barrel, and aim. I see him. He stands cowering from the gunfire raining down on us, sparks flying every which way. I can just see his face as he glances over at me. I feel for the trigger with my index finger. I see him put out a hand and signal to the others. I steady my nerves, sweat pouring down my temples, and take aim. I hear, feel the pumping of my heart, and as I press down, my finger trembles. When I started this journey, I was young, full of hope, even promise. Rose once called me green, my sweet, dear Rose. In the months I have been here in this jungle fighting this war, I have learned it is not good to feel, have tried not to feel. But the truth is, it is fear that has kept me going. I have lost many a friend, had to leave them to their fate, lying on the jungle floor where they fell. I heard their moans and groans, and steeled myself, picked up my gun, my supplies, and kept walking. Did not look back, because it was either them or me. Seeing Ifeanyi fall but a minute ago was the last straw. We stood by the stream earlier, and I watched him roll up his sleeves as he washed his face. We joked about home. I knelt beside him and did the same, then flicked water on him like we used to as boys. I looked over to where Ifeanyi lies on his back, staring up at the trees and scattering of blue sky, still gripping his gun, the sweat glistening off his arm, a hole where his heart used to be, the blood soaking his shirt, forming a pool on the ground. A Japanese soldier lying dead beside him. I checked around for the others. Hear my heart pumping loud.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?